last week at President Trump's impeachment trial in the Senate. So David Schoen was caught on camera covering his head when he was taking a sip of water. So I want to try to analyze the different issues perhaps involved in placing your hand on your head to drink some water. So first of all, the question is, so he did it every time he drank some water. And I was wondering, was he making a new bracha every time he was drinking water? He placed, every time he drank water, he did it a few times, he covered his head again. So maybe he was making a bracha each new time that he was drinking water, and therefore he wanted to cover his head each time. He wasn't wearing a yarmulke, but he wanted to at least cover his head with his hand. Are you required to recite a new bracha every time you take a new sip of water? So generally the halacha is no. You're not required. If I drink some water and then I want to have some more and then I want to have some more, I don't have to make a new bracha every time I sip some water. When would you have to require a new bracha? So maybe if you leave your place, what's called shinui makom, Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simon Kuf Ayin Ches discusses that. Perhaps if you say, I want a bench, I don't want to drink anymore, even if you think about it, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Ayin Tes Seif Gimel states that when it comes to that V'chenim Hisir Datu Behed Yubeliba Melishtos Od V'achach Rotzelishtos Gamkin Tzarech Levarech Mitchil Alamashke. Now let's say I'm drinking some water and then I said I don't want to drink any more water. And then I say, okay, I do want to drink water. So that's called a Hesech Hadas. And so then I have to make a new bracha. So maybe you can argue each time when he was drinking, and then he stopped, and he said, I'm not going to drink any more water. Then he thought again, and he wanted to drink some new water. Maybe that's why he covered his head and recited bracha each new time. I don't think those are the facts. I didn't see what he was covering his head each time, that he was reciting a new bracha each time. So presumably, he was taking the position that every time he was, even though the tshuva by Rav Moshe Feinstein, a famous tshuva, that there, because wearing a yarmulke is a custom, it's a very important custom, but there could be some leniencies at the time not to cover your head. Nevertheless, he felt when he was eating or drinking that he should always have his head covered. The question is that true? Is there a difference between, let's say, just standing in the courtroom and talking, where perhaps there's greater leniency to not wear a yarmulke versus when you're drinking or eating that you always have to wear a yarmulke? Do we find that distinction? So, first of all, we have to ask, if he covers his head with his hand, if he covers it with his bare hand, does that work? Is that considered a head covering? The Shulchan Aruch in Or HaChaim Siman Beis Seif Vav, where the Shulchan Aruch states that you can't walk four amos begilei rosh with an uncovered head, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Beis says, and certainly you're not allowed to recite a bracha with an uncovered head. So there's a higher standard for reciting brachos, or perhaps also to learn Torah. And the Mishnah Berurah first says that covering your head with your hand doesn't help, because Yad V'Rosh Chad Gufa Inun cites the Taz and the Magen Avram that covering your body with your head with your hand is really no good. Your body cannot cover yourself. However, the Mishnah Berurah does cite the Yesh Mekilim, which is the Eliyahu Rabbo who cited the Maharshal, who says under pressing circumstances, let's say at night when you want to drink some water and you don't have a hat, so then it's sufficient if you cover your head with your hand. So that's a dispute amongst the Achronim. It is preferable that if you don't have a yarmulke and you want to cover your head, to cover your head with a beged, let's say with your sleeve, as opposed to just with your hand. So that would have been preferable. Maybe he thought that would be too clear, that what he's doing is covering his head with his sleeve, so he just wanted to cover with his hand. But it is preferable, if possible, to cover with your sleeve. But you do have the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Marshal, to rely on Bishas Adchak, to cover your bare head with your hand. Now, that's when it comes to reciting a bracha. But is there any basis for making a distinction between eating or drinking? So if you're eating or drinking, So then you have to make a bracha before. So when you make the bracha, you have to cover your head. But if you're simply drinking, each time you're drinking, you already made the bracha before. Now you're drinking a second time, a third time, a fourth time. Is there any reason to cover your head with a yarmulke any more than when you're not drinking? So I didn't find any sources that made that distinction. Even though the Mishnah Berurah said, Bishas Hadchak, at nighttime, if you want to drink and you don't have a hat, so you can cover your head with your hand. Yeah, but he's citing the Marshal, and the Marshal is very clear that the case there is that you're covering your head because you're reciting a bracha. So that's the issue. The issue is that when you cite a bracha, so there's greater pressure to wear a yarmulke or to cover your head at the very least with your hand. I did find in the Yalkut Yosef Siman Beis that this is from the citing, you know, based on Vadi Yosef, that you can go to the beach when you go to the beach, so you don't have to cover your head. And even he says Meikar Hadin that even when you leave the water, you don't. Every time you leave the water, you don't have to cover your head. However, he says Kishasher Yoshvim Lachov Lehina Fish Man Ma B'Chof Hayam. But if you're sitting down to eat and to relax quite a while by the beach, Mina Roy Vanacho Lachbosh Kippa. So then it's appropriate to put on a yarmulke. Velo Lishos Kach Zman Memushach Belo Kitzirosh. It's not appropriate to hang out or to delay a lot of time without a head covering. The issue there is not the fact that you're eating. This is that if you're spending a lot of time just on the beach and not in the water, then it's appropriate to cover your head. So in sum, it seems to me that if you, number one, if you're drinking a lot of times and you're staying in the same place, you don't have to make a bracha each time when you're drinking. So it seems to me that there is a higher standard regarding covering your head when you recite a bracha. So the first time that you are drinking some water, when you recite the bracha, you should try to cover your head, ideally with, if you don't have a yarmulke, with your sleeve. If not, you can do it, you can rely potentially on the marshal with your hand. But there doesn't seem to be, or at least I haven't found a source that distinguishes between, let's say, drinking and simply talking. That drinking, that you'd have to, there's more pressure to cover your head with a yarmulke as opposed to simply not drinking. So that might have been just his own personal custom that he did, but it might not be grounded necessarily in halacha. It might be a nice personal custom to be strict every time you eat or drink, but I haven't found that distinction in the sources.